morning, and welcome to the morning show with Phil Huff, one of your hosts. And today on this segment, I have with me Becca Rodak, the Idaho Conservation League's Communications and Engagement Assistant in North Idaho. Welcome back to the show, Becca.
Thanks for having me on this morning, Phil. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're going to talk about Earth Day, which is coming up soon, and ICL is involved in some activities along with some other folks in town, but regular listeners will recognize you and your voice. We do often get first-time listeners, so tell us just a little bit about yourself and what you do for ICL and a little bit about ICL.
Yeah, of course. So I work for the Idaho Conservation League, and if you're not familiar with ICL, we're a statewide conservation organization dedicated to keeping Idaho, Idaho. So for our organization and supporters, keeping Idaho, Idaho means protecting public lands and wildlife, keeping our air and water clean, and addressing the impacts of climate change in our state. So advocating for and protecting all the things that make Idaho so unique and all the reasons that so many of us chose to live here and recreate here and visit. And my role with ICL, as Phil said, I'm the communications and engagement assistant. So I help with getting the word out about the projects ICL is currently working on and engaging communities to take some action to protect the places we all love.
It all sounds like Earth Day ought to be right up your alley, so to speak.
Yes, for sure. Me, ICL, and all the other organizations involved with this Earth Day event are really passionate about protecting places that are so special to Idaho, especially here in North Idaho.
And we'll get into some upcoming events, and we'll talk a little bit about those organizations in a moment. Again, we have sometimes some younger listeners who weren't around at the time of the founding of Earth Day. Let's delve back into the history just a brief bit. What can you tell us about Earth Day and how it all got started?
Sure. So Earth Day is awesome, first off the bat. It's this united global movement, an opportunity for folks around the world to say that we care what's happening to our planet, and we care what happens not just for us, but for future generations, and wanting to protect that. So the very first Earth Day happened April 22nd, 1970. And I think we all know that that was a time during our country's history when people were questioning norms and protesting injustices, reflecting on the way we were doing things, reflecting on the status quo. And one of the topics that was on people's minds was the way the U.S. was handling environmental protections and the way we were treating our natural resources and whether we were really doing the best stewardship we could. So Earth Day happened on April 22nd of 1970, and it grew into this global movement that we have today over the last 50 years. And I think some of the things that we know about that era and that time period are reflected in what we're feeling today. And I think we can all tell that in this younger generation, Gen Z and the kids coming after Gen Z, they have this awareness of the urgency of protecting our planet and addressing climate change and all these things that are so important to all of us. And even within our own community, I think we can all see a raising awareness, a growing awareness of the impacts, the human impacts around our town and around our area that we're having on the natural resources and things like development and those impacts. So Earth Day is just a great opportunity to get out and take some action to make your community, make your state a better place.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think at the heart of Earth Day, the original Earth Day and the energy that's carried on through was that it's more than an opportunity for a few politicians to get up and make speeches and sign proclamations and celebrate things. There was a real sense of urgency to take action at the time. I remember being 10 years old on the first Earth Day, and my dad and I went out and we paddled up the Sudbury River in eastern Massachusetts, and we picked up so many loads of garbage it almost swamped the canoe we were in. And that was his way of telling me, you know, this is how we'll celebrate the day.
Right. Like you said, I think it's more than anyone in power to take action. We all have power to make a difference in our little ways in our community through cleanups or whatever you're doing.
And the most marvelous energy at the time were the student organizing committees. In addition to the official proclamations in D.C. and Philadelphia around the country, there were 70 chapters at various universities, and we've had folks on the show before from some of them, who organized teach-ins or learn-ins or community engagement opportunities. So it's great to see that spirit carry forward, and some of the issues that were important then are still important, keeping waters drinkable, for instance. And some issues have come more to the forefront than were really present in 1970, the need for addressing climate change, for example.
Yeah, I think, like you said, times will change, but we're always going to need clean water. We're always going to need clean air. We're always going to want to recreate and live in places that are beautiful and protective and live in harmony with the wildlife that have already been living there. So Earth Day is always necessary.
So we think globally and we act locally, and
yes.
You're involved with a planning committee that's going to be putting on an event on the 23rd. Tell us a little bit about the event and who all is involved.
Sure. So as we talked about a little bit, Earth Day is about awareness and education, but it's also an opportunity to take some action. And we would love for folks to join us at Earth Day at Pine Street Woods, which is an event that ICL and Friends of Scotch and Peaks Wilderness and Kiniksu Land Trust are putting on together as a way for our community to come out and take some action to make the places we love cleaner and better for everyone. So many of us are familiar with Pine Street Woods. It's kind of our community's collective backyard. So for Earth Day, we get a chance to do some yard work, trail work in Pine Street Woods. And this will be fun yard work, I promise, not like the chore yard work. It'll be fun. There'll be fun activities, family-friendly activities throughout the day. There'll be two trail work sessions, so one in the morning from 10 to noon, and then one from 1 to 3 p.m. And for each of these trail work sessions, there'll be instruction given on how to clear trail and basic trail maintenance. So if you're not experienced, no worries. We'd still love to have you. You'll be given all the tools and resources you need to have a good, safe day. Protective gear and instruction and all that will be provided. So no worries. Crews will clear both narrow and wide trails. We just want to give folks the opportunity to get out and give back to the trails they love. Also, I wanted to note that KLT received a grant from Extreme Terrain, which we used on snacks and refreshments for volunteers. If that lures you in, please come eat some food with us.
Volunteers always love snacks and refreshments. So no experience necessary, no equipment necessary, but folks probably do need to come dressed appropriate for the day. Any suggestions or advice on that?
Yeah, I would say we all know we live in North Idaho, and I think over the last week or so, we've seen what that means during the springtime. It can be, 60 and sunny one day and then rainy and feel like the start of winter another day. So as of right now, we don't have a clear projection of what the weather might look like, but definitely check the weather before you head out in the morning. If it's going to be rainy, wear weatherproof gear, so waterproof boots, things like that. You'll be on trails. And obviously we'll let you know if conditions worsen enough to the point where we would not be able to do trail work on that day.
So are there going to be other activities besides the two trail work sessions?
Yes, thank you for asking. So between those two trail work sessions, once the first one is done and before the first one starts from 12 to noon, Kelsey, who is the Communications and Development Director with Friends of Scotch and Peaks Wilderness, and myself will be there with our booths and with some family-friendly activities like face painting provided by yours truly, because Kelsey and I have been talking about co-hosting events for some time now, and every time we get into a planning session, I try really hard to slip in face painting, and I succeeded this time. So I will be there giving face painting. So please come ready to have your face painted if you so desire. I'm gonna make it work, and I'm gonna really try to get everyone painted before they get on the trail or after they get on the trail, anytime throughout the day. In addition to those kinds of activities, we will be giving a little lunch and learn session. So you can bring your own lunch, or we'll have snacks for everyone who comes to learn about hiking in North Idaho, some tips, tricks, other helpful info. It'll just be a great day to learn about some of the work that's going on in our area and how you can get involved.
And are there any costs involved?
There are no costs. This is a free event. It's just about coming together as a community. So no costs. You don't have to register. You can RSVP if you would like on our Facebook, on ICL's Facebook event, or Friends of Crescent Peaks Facebook event, or Kiniksu Land Trust Facebook event. You're welcome to RSVP, but no registration.
And you might have mentioned about what time should people show up?
Yeah, so the trail work starts at 10. So you can come anytime before that. I would say get there by 9:50, just so that you can start, be there and prepared for that instruction before you get on the trails.
And all sounds very kid friendly, family friendly.
Yeah, definitely. This is not just for adults. I mean, adults can have their faces painted too. I just want to note that. But yes, kids can come. Kids are welcome to come.
Any age restrictions because of the trail work involved or need for specific parental supervision?
There are no specific restrictions. Obviously, if you're under 18, you should have a parent or guardian available at the event.
And what about dogs? Dog friendly?
Yeah, dogs are always, I think dogs are always welcome at Pine Street Woods. Yeah.
Okay, very good, very good. I know some folks who'd be asking if we didn't address it now, they'd be calling on.
Right.
You've mentioned the Facebook pages, best place to go to for more information. If someone says, oh, yeah, I'm going to pass this information on to a friend, go to the Facebook page for Idaho Conservation League or Friends of Scotchman Peaks and find the event for the day.
Yes.
Anything else about the event or about Earth Day in general that you'd like to touch on?
No, I just I wanted to thank you for letting me on the show and having me on to speak about it. I think that, you know, sometimes Earth Day can be this day where people post on social media about it and they post that they love the planet, and that's really great. And we love to raise awareness in that way. But if there's a way for you to get out and take your friends or take your family to do something to make an impact in your community, that's the best way to celebrate Earth Day. So whether it's our event, we would love to see you there, or doing something else on that day, really just take the time to think about ways that we can make our community better for everyone.
That's a great way to close out the segment on. It's a day for action, and everyone ought to be able to take a little action to help our Mother Earth just a little bit better. But if you just tuned in, we've been talking with Becca Rodack, Idaho Conservation League's Communications and Engagement Manager for North Idaho. We've been looking at the upcoming Earth Day on Saturday, April 23rd. Events going on at Pine Street Woods in conjunction with the Friends of Scotchman Peaks Wilderness and Kinniksu Land Trust, and a general plea to get out and do something on Earth Day to make the planet just a little bit better. Thank you for joining us this morning, Becca.
Thanks for having me, Phil.